Calling all small firm architects. It's time to tap into your full potential with Entree Architects Context and Clarity, where inspiration meets innovation. Hey, it's Mark R. LePage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my two favorite co-hosts, Jeff Eccles and Katie Kangas, as they bring together authors, experts, and thought leaders for electric conversations with entrepreneur architects around the globe. It's not just a podcast. It's a community where dreams meet action.
There's a simple equation there. And what for me, what that did, just doing that basic calculation, was it allowed me to compare what I had actually saved in my retirement accounts to what I thought a possible projected annual spend might be.
Artists are temperamental, so beautiful design is going to be a priority. When the job is done, we're going to actually need to live in the house, not live with the person who designed it. And so for me, the artistic skill, the architectural skill is most important. And so I would say like that would be 60% of it, if not more.
Gain insights to build a successful practice. Subscribe, engage, and let's redefine your future together. Join the Context and Clarity community, where every conversation adds to your blueprint for success. The Entrepreneur Architect Podcast, Episode 16. Welcome to this episode of the Entrepreneur Architect Podcast. My name is Mark R. LePage, and this is the podcast dedicated to a successful life as a small firm architect. My goal is to inspire you to build a better business so that you may pursue your purpose with passion and live the life of your dreams. In this episode, I'll be talking about personal evolution, how as we move through different seasons in our lives, our priorities change, and the things that may have been important to us as architecture students or as emerging professionals may not be so important as we grow and our lives evolve. But before we get started, this podcast is brought to you by Entrepreneur Architect Academy, a multi-session online education program designed and built for you, the sole proprietor, small firm architect, or architecture student. Entrepreneur Architect Academy is coming soon, and space will be limited, so if you're interested, be sure to sign up for the pre-launch list at entrearchitect.com/courses. Last week's episode of the Entrepreneur Architect Podcast was about fees, and yes, as expected, the site lit up. The subject of fees always encourages architects to express their opinions, and episode 15 was no different. If you haven't listened to the episode, check it out at entrearchitect.com/episode15. I talk about every fee structure available to a small firm architect, and I even share specifics about my own fees at Five Cat Studio. I'd love to know what you think, so take a listen and leave a comment at the post. Have you checked out this week's blog post article yet? I wrote about conversion rates for a small firm architect. I compiled some basic information for my own firm, Five Cat Studio, and I prepared a couple of graphs showing how we progressed throughout the years since we launched in 1999. I share our private information and I show specific numbers of projects and prospects for each year. Be sure to check out the comments as well. In addition to a few questions about the post, many members of the entrepreneur architect community share some feedback about their own firms. You know, that's one thing I really love about what I'm doing. I love that we're building a supportive and sharing community of small firm architects from all over the world. Check out the show notes for this episode that we're listening to right now at entrearchitect.com/episode16 for a link to that post. When I was in architecture school, and actually as long as I can remember, I wanted to be rich. At the age of 10, I decided that I was going to become an architect because I was creative and I loved to draw and I wanted to be an artist. And in my mind, artists didn't make any money. You know, I thought architects make a lot of money, so I'll be an architect. And that was it. I set my sights on becoming an architect and I never looked back. As a kid, I set three goals. First, I would become a licensed architect by the age of 30. Second, I would have my own firm by the age of 35, and I'd be a millionaire by the age of 40. Well, I hit the first two goals by the time I was 29, so that's not too bad. But having just celebrated my 44th birthday this past Saturday, I'm still working on number three. I have no doubt that someday I'll reach my goal of a million. But the reason I wanted to record this episode today is that $1 million is not really that important to me anymore. My priorities have changed. I've evolved. Something interesting happened when I got married to Anne Marie and we had kids. My priorities changed, and the things that were so important to me as a young man were no longer that important. Even my first love, my 1969 Chevy Camaro, took a back seat to the other things going on in my life. I bought my Camaro when I was 16, and I drove it as my daily driver every summer. From 1987 when I bought it, well, actually I bought it in 1986 when I was 16. In 1987 I got my license, and I drove it every summer. And I drove it every summer until 1996, the year of my wedding with Anne Marie. With every intention of driving the car the next summer, I put the Camaro away for the winter, and it stayed there for more than 10 years. In 1997, Anne Marie and I bought our first house in Chappaqua, actually our only house, the house that we're living in today. And 2 years later, we launched Five Cat Studio. And 2 years after that, we welcomed our first son, James, to our family. Things change, and people's lives change, and the things that matter most change. And as you get older, your priorities shift. And I find that idea of personal evolution fascinating. And as an architect, as a professional, the priorities of how I look at architecture and the profession of architecture change as well. And I find that fascinating. So many of us decide to become architects at a very young age. I was 10 when I decided to become an architect, and I was focused on that goal. I set my sights on becoming a licensed architect by the age of 30, and I set forth to accomplish that goal, never veering off course, not once. Well, I never really seriously considered any other career, but there was some periods during architecture school that I thought briefly of quitting and starting a custom car company that built new custom cars that looked like classic muscle cars, which at the time nobody else was doing, but today several people are doing that. I'd still love to do that, you know, maybe someday. And that's just the point of this episode. We should be open to ideas like that. We should be open to opportunities that are presented to us. We should be careful not to be so focused on our goals to miss the opportunities to find our true purpose. To become an architect, we work hard in high school to be accepted to university. And then we struggle through 5 or 6 years of architecture school, surviving late nights, angry critics, and X-Acto blades. Then there's the intern development program, also known as IDP, which requires graduates to log 5,600 hours of experience working under the direct supervision of a licensed architect. Then after all of that dedication, then we're invited to pass 7 divisions of exams before applying for registration in our home state. For most of us, that's an 8 to 10 year commitment, not including the time we prepare in high school. For most of us, that's a third of our lives up to that point. With that type of commitment in time and money, by the time we're eligible to become a licensed architect, there's no turning back. If at that time we decide that maybe architecture isn't for us, or we discover an interest that's something other than architecture, we feel it's too late. We spent all that time and all that money to become an architect. We made promises and borrowed money to accomplish these goals. And in our minds, there's no way we can give it up to do something else. And after that type of focus throughout our entire adult life, what else could there be? This podcast, the Entrepreneur Architect Podcast, is about success and happiness. Are you successful? Are you happy? Are you still striving for goals and expectations established years ago? Have you stopped to evaluate your life today? Do you still have those same priorities? Are the things that were important to you in the past still important today? Or have you evolved? In each of our lives, we experience seasons. During each of these seasons, our priorities change and the things that matter most are different than they once were. It may be that becoming a successful practicing architect is all we ever wanted to be, and we love every day of it. We wake up thinking about our current projects and the incredible detail that maybe we dreamed about in our sleep. We love the interaction with our clients and the ability to create spaces that shape the lives of the people using our buildings. Architecture may be our passion. It may be our true calling. It may be our true purpose. But maybe it's not. Maybe we just set our sights on accomplishing a goal and we never looked at any other path. We ignored every other opportunity in order to become who we are today. And maybe our passion comes from another source. Maybe our true calling has yet to be discovered. Maybe our true purpose awaits. My intent with today's episode is not to discourage you from pursuing your dreams or to place doubt in your mind. My intent is to encourage you to look around and see the many opportunities that exist. Traditional practice is not the only path as a trained architect. We are very unique people. We see things differently than any other people. We think differently than anyone else. We are problem solvers and leaders and designers of anything. We are architects, whether we are designing buildings or developing software or finding a cure for cancer. We can apply the talents we have been given and the skills that we've developed to do so many things. Look around. Have you evolved? Are your priorities what they once were? Don't let the painful journey to become an architect blind you of the possibilities. We are humans. As we grow, we evolve. Consider the possibilities. Do you have a dream that you bury deep inside because if you ever let it out, it would consume you? Do you have an innovative way to practice architecture that's never been tried before? And maybe people would think you're crazy if you did? Is there a business brewing within you that you wish you could begin, but yesterday's priorities are today's realities? Well, here are 5 ways you can explore the possibilities and embrace your personal evolution. The first one is write a vision narrative. This is an exercise that I love to do. As creatives, we love to dream about what if. A vision narrative is a written story of your life, as it could be. Think about your idea, the dream that you've buried, and let it out. Imagine your life 10 years from now, and you've pursued your passion. What does your life look like? What does a typical day of your life look like? When do you wake up? Where do you go? With whom do you meet? How are you earning money? Are you happy? I wrote about the vision narrative in the second session of the Entrepreneur Architect Academy blog post series that I shared about a year ago. I'll link to that article in the show notes for this episode. The next thing you can do to explore the possibilities and embrace your personal evolution is to launch a blog. A blog is a fantastic outlet for you to pursue your passion. You can immerse yourself in the topic you love and share your passion with the world. In fact, my blog, Entrepreneur Architect at entrearchitect.com, is exactly that. It's a way for me to pursue my passion for encouraging others to strive for excellence in their lives and seek success in architecture. The blog, my free newsletter, and the podcast, they all allow me to explore the possibilities without giving up my firm and putting my family at risk. Next, the next one is take a class. Check out your local community college. They offer courses on so many things. And by taking a class on a subject you find fascinating, you can develop your skills and indulge your curiosity for the possibilities without making a huge commitment. The limited schedule for a class will let you dip your toes into the water and see if the idea is something that you really want to commit to for more time and more resources. So, take a class. Number 4 is teach a class. Many community colleges will also allow professionals to develop a program and offer it as a special course or a special class. Much like dedicating yourself to a blog, by teaching a course, you'll be able to immerse yourself in the subject you're exploring. But unlike a blog, the class is limited in time. Once it's over, you're no longer expected to continue. If it works for you, you can then take your dreams to the next level. If it's not what you expected, then you can fulfill your commitment to the enrolled students and then move on with other dreams. Okay, so the final way to explore the possibilities and embrace your personal evolution, just do it. Take the leap and pursue your passion. See where it takes you. You can start without abandoning your current position by working on your dreams off hours. Stop watching TV or playing video games. Dedicate late nights, all those late night hours, to starting something new. Start something that you've always wished you could do. Just do it and see where it takes you. The possibilities are endless. So there you have it, 5 ways to explore the possibilities and embrace your personal evolution. Write a vision, launch a blog, take a class, teach a class, and just do it. I know this episode may be a little bit out there for some of you. Maybe it's a little too touchy-feely. But I feel it's an important topic to explore for architects. We are so focused and so dedicated that we very rarely look beyond our daily lives and our commitment to the profession. I encourage you to stop and look around. Consider the possibilities and embrace your personal evolution. So here's a question for you. Do you have a dream that you're not pursuing? I'd love to hear about it. Leave a comment on the blog at entrearchitect.com/episode16 and share your thoughts. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to briefly mention a few items. In future episodes, I'd love to answer your questions about business and architecture. I received some great questions after last week's episode. If you have any specific issues that you're dealing with, or if you have a problem that you need some help with to resolve, send me a question and I'll try to answer it right here on the podcast. Go to entrearchitect.com/podcast question and send me your thoughts. I also want to remind you one last time about Entrepreneur Architect Academy. It's coming soon. Sign up for the pre-launch list and you'll be the first ones to know when I launch. Go to entrearchitect.com/courses and sign up today. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you found it worth your time. If you liked it, please, please, please share it with a friend. Until next week, my name is Mark R. LePage, and I am an entrepreneur architect. Thanks for listening.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.
Attention architects and creative minds, get ready to supercharge your brand with Build Your Brand, the podcast that's unlocking the secrets of branding success for creatives. Hey there, it's Mark Arlepage, founder of Entree Architect, and I'm inviting you to join my friend, architect marketing expert, Jeff Eccles at Build Your Brand podcast, where he explores the captivating stories of the world's top brands and transforms their lessons into powerful moves for small firm architects and creatives like you. In season one, Jeff shares the thrilling tale of Southwest Airlines, where he dissects their journey to the summit and distills it into strategies tailor-made for you.
It's important to keep in mind that companies like Southwest compete in the real world, just like you, and face real-world challenges, just like you. You might be surprised at how similar those challenges are to the struggles that you grapple with on a day-to-day basis.
Don't miss out on your blueprint for success. Subscribe, tune in, and let's build your brand together.
You may have noticed that the very best brands in the world are also known for having somewhat unique corporate cultures. That's often the glue that holds everything together when they encounter those rough spots.
We don't do it because it inconveniences the passengers to whom we are primarily dedicated, the short-haul frequent flyer.
Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Your Brand today. Remember, no matter the size, the journey's the same. Your brand's journey to the top starts here.